In softer stance, Israel's Yair Lapid hails long history with Russia. By Deborah Brand on July 27, 2022. Prime Minister Yair Lapid on Tuesday said Israel was always ready for open dialogue with Russia, with which it shared a long history, appearing to walk back harsher statements a day earlier. The relations between Israel and Russia are based on a long history, regular communication and mutual interests, Lapid said in a statement. The Jewish community is at the heart of these relations. A day earlier, the Israeli premier denounced a Russian decision to shutter the Jewish agency in Moscow, which is responsible for the immigration of Jews to Israel, saying it would constitute a serious event that would gravely impact ties between the two countries. Lapid softened his stance Tuesday, saying that if legal issues arise in relation to the important activity of the Jewish agency in Russia, Israel, as always, is ready and prepared to engage in dialogue about it while maintaining the important relations between the countries. Lapid's office noted his comments were in response to remarks earlier in the day by Russia's press spokesman Dmitry Peskov. The situation should not be politicized or projected onto the entirety of Russian-Israeli relations, Peskov said in a briefing. There are issues from the point of view of complying with Russian law, he added. This situation should be treated very carefully. Israeli President Isaac Herzog seemed to suggest that Israel was intentionally keeping a low profile in the unfolding drama surrounding the Jewish agency in the country. I tell people that they should hold back, Herzog said at a Channel 13 conference, adding that some things are better left unsaid. He added that as former head of the Jewish agency, the matter was close to my heart. I have been cooperating fully with Prime Minister Yair Lapid, he said. I will continue to help wherever I can. Russia is an important country. There may be several different explanations as to why and how this occurred. Let's see how it unfolds. The less we talk about it and the more we do, the better. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova on Tuesday accused Israel of unconstructive and biased policies against Russia, citing Jerusalem's pro-Ukraine statements. Unfortunately, we heard completely unconstructive and, most importantly, biased rhetoric in the statements that Tel Aviv made in recent months, she told the Soloviev live TV channel, according to TASS. Israel has been cautious about taking sides in the war, sharing strong ties with both Russia and Ukraine. Jerusalem coordinates all military strikes on Iranian targets in Syria with Moscow. Lapid's predecessor Naftali Bennett was more muted in his response to Russian actions in Ukraine than Lapid, who, as foreign minister, denounced Moscow on several occasions. Russia's justice ministry last week called for the dissolution of the Jewish agency in Russia over unspecified legal violations. Former Jewish agency chairman Nathan Sharansky called on Russian Jews this week to leave the country and emigrate to Israel as soon as possible.